I just caught up with the movie Iron Man 2, and I didn't realize that the film included a plot device that was an homage to an event that took place in New York in the mid-60s. Within Iron Man, there is a an expo that's run by the main character's, technology corporation, the Stark Expo, which is it's this technology fair on hundreds of acres, all these buildings. It's like a world's fair. And in fact, it's an homage to a real event, the New York World's Fair, 1964-65. And an homage to the extent that a lot of the, or a couple of the iconic symbols of that fair are included in this interpretation in Iron Man 2. One being what they call, used to call, and they call in the film actually, the Unisphere, which is this steel globe that sat at the, of the Earth that sat at the center of the park. And the other was this spectacular structure that was called the New York Pavilion in the World's Fair. And it was this huge arena. It stood about 100 feet high. And next to it were these two towers that I think went nearly 250 feet tall. And at the top, they had these covered platforms that housed restaurants and was rotated and so on. Just really incredibly futuristic. And what they did was recreate these just to the even more spectacular than they were back then. And it was a similar type of event because that was a technology expo as well. The tragic thing is that the structures are still there. The World New York Pavilion, especially, is this decrepit hulk that, anytime I've seen it, and I've had the opportunity a couple times to go back in that general area, and you can very clearly see it. And it's amazing to me that they've let this incredible vision of the future just stand there as a hulk. They've let it fall apart. It's fenced off, and it seems, I think anywhere else it would have been made into this incredible destination, a museum. I don't know what, but it seemed like such a waste. And it's sort of symbolic of all these incredibly slick visions of the future that never came to be. On the other hand, a lot of what did come to be, we had no anticipation of. I mean, who anticipated the extent to which communications technology, social networking, etc., would impact our lives? And it's interesting. I've been doing a lot of thinking about these changes, especially working in the media world. It's a very strange time for everybody, for the economy and everything, but especially in my world because everything's changing. I have friends who won't touch social media, who won't touch anything but what they've been doing for their entire career, which I think is short-sighted. On the other hand, I don't know exactly what the path that the next stage of my career should take. And that's been causing, I mean, that's one of the things that I've sort of pulled back in the last couple of weeks for a lot of this, just because I'm going through this sort of, evolution of, trying to figure out where I'm going next. Not necessarily with doing all this stuff, but just in a bigger sense with my career. And just thinking about the reality of the future and the responsibility we have to live in the future and be able to function in the future. Because it all looks so nice and slick and beautiful in the visions, but people have to live in that world, and what that means and how we all adjust and prosper in that unknown, future history is a very challenging process. And boy, I tell you, it's just, I mean, I still believe as much as I did before that this is where the future is. But for me, being directly related to a lot of these technologies through my career, knowing exactly what to do right now and how to steer things is still something I'm struggling with. Anyway, that's my thought for today. Hopefully, I can start getting a little bit more accelerated with all this stuff again. Anyway, I hope you're all doing well. I will talk to you later.